All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is Wednesday. Glad to be back here in the studios again today. Folks, this is your host. Who? It's Radio Strongman. Kim Wade, I am coming to you alive from WYAB 103.9 FM. Well, folks, it is Wednesday, as we're apt to do here at WYAB, certainly on the Kim Wade Show. We want to remind you, we want to implore you, exhort you, that it's Back to Christ Wednesday. That's right, folks, midweek services are taking place, but it's also an opportunity to get reacquainted, reestablish the fellowship that may have become strained after a series of successes. Remember when you first believed and you were on fire for the Lord and everything was going your way? You got a little cocky, got a little comfortable, you got a little negligent. And you kind of got offshore, you got drifting away. And now you need to reestablish that relationship. Because you remember, he didn't abandon you. You walked off, got distracted by life. This is your opportunity. Why don't you just go back to that time when you first believed? Go back to the old family church. Go back and go down to the altar of your heart, the altar in your church. Just bow your heart. Lift up your hand, say, Lord, have mercy on me. Like in the case of Kim Wade, the biggest fool in Jackson. Well, I get it wrong more than I get it right. But if he'll forgive me, give me one more last chance, he'll do it for you. So I'm inviting you. Won't you come? Won't you come? Won't you come? Song does it. I'm telling you, every time, not every time, every time I hear it. But no, you know, I want us to, you know, I've been telling you, and in my estimation, that this is the year of the mirror in 2024, that all of us are going to be shown the mirror, and the reflection is going to cause some of us to be aghast. I'm aghast at what we see, what's reflected back. All the things that we've been saying we're about that life, this is how I roll, this is who I am, yada, 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 we're all going to get tested. And what that test is going to entail for you to accept the results and be able to apply the wisdom that you claim to yourself you have based on the knowledge you say you've received, out of the word that you say you believe. And it even applies to the strong man now. Look, I'm out here like everybody else, every day. But I will say this here. To those of you who are Christian, those of you who are followers of Christ, disciples, what happened out of this White House, regardless of whether Joe Biden is the figurehead or he's having his strings pulled by whoever. If you are a supporter of this regime and you call yourself a follower of Christ, whether you know it, whether you realize it, whether you accept it, Sunday was a watershed moment. In addition to being the celebration of the risen Christ, but in the history of our nation and the history of the nation's people, which you and I are one of them, our leadership, and remember, we're in a representative form of government. We select our leaders. Well, in the case of Joe Biden, he was installed, but the point is, we make a conscious effort to pull the lever for those who would represent us. This man, in the most blasphemous manner he could muster, or his handlers, or whoever, still representatives of the crown, they wear the pinky ring of the king. He desecrated what Christ did at the cross and what he did with his resurrection. It's not a small matter. Not trying to beat you over the head with this. But there comes a time when you really have to stand. You really have to let it be known. This is a bridge too far. Now, what happens if you don't say anything? What if you just kind of lay back in the cut and wait for this to blow? It's not going to blow over. No different than Pharaoh not heeding the warning of Moses. Hey, man, you need, dude, don't make me come back down here. You don't want none of this smoke. And Pharaoh had no respect for Moses and the God he served. And to those of you who are followers of Joe Biden, the pedophile president, him, pedophilia is one thing. But when he desecrates the risen Christ and you can't find your voice for whatever reason, you don't want your church members to be angry with you. You don't want Joe Biden to be angry with you. You got a problem. You have a heart problem. You have a commitment problem. You have an oath problem. Fidelity is not your long suit. Now, you'll still get up and rise up in the morning and your daily chores and actions will continue on, but I'm telling you, this was significant in the life of our nation and in your life. And I would say doubly so for those of you who wanted to be the drum major, wanted to be the shepherd, wanted to carry the staff, wanted to toss the baton up in the air, wanted to high step, wanted to have the big furry hat on your head, be at the front of the parade. Well, I'm sucking my teeth. You got some difficult days ahead, Oz. This is not a game. Kim, who are you? I ain't nobody. Bruh, disregard anything you hear me say. Like Derek Fleece Johnson says, I ain't nobody. But remember the little boy who saw the, was witnessing the efforts of those to unstick the truck that was caught up under the underpass where the train's a train trestle. And all the experts was doing all their dope boy magic on trying to figure out how to get the truck. And the young man who just observed, hey, why don't you let the airs out the tire? And they're trying to raise the bridge and saw off the corners of the truck. Let the air out the Sometimes people can just see what they see, dog. But you got to understand, I believe the price that you're going to pay, you won't be able to say, no, I ain't putting nobody before you. You just did it. You did it with your silence. But I think this year here is going to be a year a lot of things are going to get wrapped up. I think this is the year that the black community, we're going to see wholesale slaughter. Even if they get us to slaughter ourselves, which is not a hard task because, you know, they put, you know, black Democrats pretty much put the Klan out of business. The Klan is on unemployment. They down there drawing checks because they ain't got nothing to do. Y'all be mad at Clay Edwards in the morning because he points out the shenanigans of the zany Jacksonians who are killing themselves and shooting one another at a rapid clip. And yet we continue to pretend like ain't no big deal. Just like with Joe Biden desecrating the Christ. It ain't nothing's a big deal with these folks. So they say. But everybody else around looking and saying, man, you know what? Ain't nothing but death and destruction where these people trod. I see a pattern. So, again, I got to understand you being mad at me. Guess what? I don't even care. It ain't going to make a difference, Oz. So all the people out there who feel like everybody's against the black man, the black race or whatever, guess what? To those who are, you're getting ready to have a field day. Watching the repercussions of this foolishness that we've embraced when we had the whole world in our hands, had the blessings of God on our community, had the wind at our back. And then Juneteenth came, we were freed, and then went right back up under them devils. And look at us now. Is there a black community in America that's doing well? Got a report yesterday that the city of Detroit, I'm sorry, not Detroit, Baltimore, where they had the black mayor who said the white man is just jealous that a black man is in his position. And then he puts fear in the white man. Yeah, sure do. All you need is a ski mask and a 38, bro. Real talk, though. The city of Baltimore is getting ready to auction off 15,000 houses for $1 each. Where they do that at? Anywhere black Democrats are in charge. That's why I'm trying to prevent that from happening here in Jackson. It doesn't have to happen. But you got black Democrats who are so committed to doing bad. They will even let their so-called white leadership, the Democrats, blaspheme the Christ that they say brought them through. Make it make sense, dog. Make it make sense. I'm not with y'all. You can repeat it. We are the same skin, but we, what they say, whatever it is. I'm not with y'all. I am not with that foolishness. Y'all about to be destroyed. Lord, I got on an orange shirt. That's me. Please. I'm going to probably need to put Strong Man on the front so he'll know. Radio Strong Man. Pass over him. But the rest of y'all, well, you ain't got to worry about going to hell. Because some of our previous leadership from Jackson done got down to hell. Now the gas cut off. So the only bad part about hell now that is going to be ran by us. The heat ain't going to be that bad, but the administration, whoo, getting anything did. I know that makes people mad when I say that. But so what? What aren't you mad about? Y'all stay mad at the strong man. But at least you made some improvements to hell. They ain't gonna ever get the gas cut back on. Y'all done got to try to get it cut on in your kid's name. Man, please. Our number is what? 601. It's 879-0002. The hotline number is brought to you by Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right. Folks, why y'all giving me flack, okay? I ain't done nothing to nobody. Look, y'all know people be getting utilities turned on in their kid's name. Trying to, you don't know nobody. Man, please. I know a couple. Woman got, they got pregnant. She got pregnant. Had the baby. Tried to bring the baby home. They were already using the baby's name and social security. The baby couldn't get out the hospital. The baby in there selling blood, placenta, cataracts, everything. The baby was 4 years old before they got the, before the bills was paid up for the baby to come home. Baby come out the womb owing folks. Mama, what you do? Baby, you understand, you know, I hit a rough. You had 9 months to get your crap together. Jeez. Whew. Folks, believe it or not, I have actually thought about doing comedy. I really have. Comedy routines. Sometimes I get on a roll and a flow and I can, but anyway, nonetheless, I do want to remind you folks, our good friends over at Mayo Auto Clinic, you got a car you want to hold on to, you know, and you say, you know what, I ain't buying no brand new car. I'm going to keep this one I got running. Well, they got some troubleshooters down there at Mayo Auto Clinic in Raymond, Mississippi. You've heard of Mayo Health Clinic? Well, Mayo Auto Clinic does that same thing, same reputation for automobiles. They have a crack team of troubleshooters and mechanics down there who can work on any make and model. They understand the theory of the engine. And then they have all the latest tech, access to all the computer hardware that you need to troubleshoot, find out what's going on with all the new Fandango stuff out there. So I would encourage you to go to MayoClinicMS.com, schedule an appointment, and take your automobile down there. From oil change to tires to engine repair, the whole nine yards, they do it. And they specialize in diesel, engine repair, and programming. Check it out today. Mayo Auto Clinic, the little shop that could, located in Raymond, right next to the Raymond High School on Highway 18 in Raymond, Mississippi. All right, folks, it is an open forum here today. I do want to remind you, though, real talk, though, on that, what I was my opening monologue about. Folks, you can't see, there are many folks, and it could be because they had never been taught or they have not been taught with the fervor of the certainty of the Word of God by people who had to depend on God in their own personal lives, raising kids, bringing in the crops, all those things that make you look onto the Lord. Where you go into the room when you were young and see your mama in there praying, see your daddy in there praying. People don't have in large quantities as they did back then, that type of prayer life. So as a result, many people think that really there is no right or wrong. And that's what all this getting people to say, well, maybe we need to consider that viewpoint. No. That's why people get upset with a Candace Owens or a Donald Trump or Radio Strongman or even your own parents. You get upset with them. Because they tell you true. And you thinking, well, I ain't on fire right now. What you mean this is going to hurt me? And then you got to go learn the obvious. Like I had to tell my girl, hey, I'm not going to pay you to teach me a lesson that I already know. And so people often say, well, Kim, you ain't got no solutions. You know, sometimes the solution is just stop. Stop doing the stupid stuff. If you were sticking a knife into an electrical outlet, and I say, stop. How many times do I need to tell you this? It's probably going to just be one. But you folks, everybody wants a program established to get them off doing the stupid stuff that they're doing. I'm not going to do it. We're going to let you FAFO. What's that? Not karma. What's the other guy's name that comes around? Anyway, who was that? We have a caller here. Our number is 601. It's 879. It's 0002. Mobile Bob. What's up, brother?
What's up, man?
How you doing?
You know, sometimes the solution to pretty much everything in America right now is whatever the left says to do, do the opposite.
Do the opposite.
And there you go.
You'll be just fine. You'll live a long life, and you'll be, again, lined up with the word. Because these people here are just anti-life, brother, everywhere I turn. They're killing off folks in one form or fashion.
Yeah, they're not even a broken clock. You know, they're saying a broken clock can at least be right twice a day.
Right.
Liberalism, every tenet of liberalism, every idea, is just pure wrong. Maybe because it's the opposite of what the Bible says. Pretty much every main idea of liberalism is the opposite of what the Bible says. What about giving to the poor? The Bible says you're supposed to give to the poor out of your money.
That's
not the government.
That's
steals, takes money from one group of people to give to who they think needs it.
Right.
I usually who they think needs it is a person with the that can give them votes or help them in some way.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's supposed to work. You didn't ever say anything about no government charity. When he said give unto the poor, he was talking to his people, the Christians. You give. Because mm-hmm. then what? Chances are you have a pretty good idea who needs and who don't. A lot better than the government does.
Yep. And then
there you go.
And then you get to look in their little beady eyes as you give it to them. Now, you do right with this, okay? You're going to do right, right? Now, all you do is send them a check, direct deposit. Nobody gets to communicate. That's why I'm sitting back thinking, we got too many things that require labor, and we got too many people sitting around eating and not having to provide anything to society. I'm thinking, we need to change the formula here. We need to thin the herd out a little bit, you know? And I think hunger pains is the best way to do it.
If you don't work, you don't eat.
I say the same thing. Starve them. They'll figure it out.
You know, to encourage people to work. Maybe they want to focus on, they want to abuse those verses of the Bible. We talk about give unto the poor. And but they don't want to hear all the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Like the guy talked about Biden, called him a cafeteria Christian. Oh, cafeteria Catholic. But the same thing applies to Christians, too. There you go. That's what liberals are who try to be religious, just religious, really.
Mm-hmm.
They're not really Christian. Or in the case of Bible, you're not even Catholic. If you don't practice anything the Catholic Church teaches, how are you Catholic? If you don't practice anything the traditional Christianity teaches, how are you Christian? You're not.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you say they want to pick and choose what they like, and I like this. Okay, this is okay. That verse, thou shalt not lie with a man's with a woman. Nope, don't care. Don't want to look at that one. Let's look at this one over here. That's the kind of Christian he wants to be. That's how he has a good conscience of declaring Easter Sunday Transgender Visibility Day on Easter Sunday, or says he's evolved on gay marriage when the Bible clearly says he created a male and female, and the two should be as one.
Yep.
That's what his plan was.
And so much of what we're finding wrong with our society is just that we're out of order. And then we don't want to acknowledge the order that was established, and then we have a government that's telling you that, no, you don't want to go with that. That is discriminatory. And yet the government owes all its prosperity to that very same order. And so this is why we have to maintain. You know, I heard, I forgot who I was listening to today, but they made a point in their estimation that when the white race in America is done away with or whatever, the American values that made America great will also be. Not that there aren't other groups that hold those values, but the ones who help establish it and fought hard to propagate it, they're being killed off by Satan at the end of the day. That's who it is. That's behind all this here. And people say, bro, the bottom line is, you always want to talk about history. This is the history. Accept it. This is not running interference for any particular group. This is how it evolved. This is what happened. Just as we built pyramids, we had our day in the sun. Genghis Khan had his. Napoleon had his. Bruh, give them some props. End of story.
That's how I go. One of the famous atheists, that was his name was, but I recently saw him on an interview because he's noticing. He's going to England or somewhere. He's noticing that there's a lot of Muslims coming to England. And they want to change a lot of laws that reflect Islam. And the guy was like, I don't think I want to be the Islamic law over here, you know, because Christianity, you know, if I had to pick between the two, I'll take Christianity over Islam. And he admits that Christianity is superior to Islam. But he realizes you kind of need some kind of moral code in the society, and Christianity does a pretty good job of giving folks that moral code.
Right.
So even though I don't want the God part, I do want the moral code part.
And that's just it. The moral code, if left intact and adhered to, will still allow you to have a society with some lubricant on it where people can get along and not kill each other off. And where you see the lack of that lubricant, black community, where you see the lack of that lubricant, what do you have? Chaos. Mayhem. A senseless murder. And they try to act like it ain't no big. It's a big deal to me. I don't want that. Okay?
It's a big deal when it affects them as well.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, he realized, okay, yeah, you know, I don't believe in God, but this Christianity stuff, it really does help keep, like you said, keep society glued together pretty decent. So I'll pick that one. And the woman was, how can you say Christianity is better than Islam? And the guy said, just look how they treat women.
Right.
And it's, he mentioned the gay. Look how they treat them, too.
Mm-hmm.
He was honest. At least he wasn't so crazy, nut job leftist, that he wasn't totally dishonest with himself. And he could see in his eyes what they do. And he said, it ain't really good. So there you go. But that woman who was interviewing him was making it like, you can't say that Christianity is better when it clearly is.
Right. And it's the same way with free enterprise and capitalism. It is not a perfect system in terms of distributing goods, but it has proven to be the best that we've come up with. There are more people living in prosperity as a result. And matter of fact, rather than bringing everybody to America, we should just fervently push the ideals of America. Because, again, this is what they're coming over here for. Those Caucasian generated American values, the work ethic and all that. Bro, it works. Why? I mean, you know, we want to take credit for rap music. And you know what? I was listening to some, I guess, 1930s. They were rapping back then. Blacks were rap on it. But anyway, the bottom line is, I want everybody's contribution to be acknowledged. Let's just work with it. Hey, I say thank you, Mobile Bob, for coming up with this here. Thank you, Mr. Producer, for coming up with this here. And we all make it. No, man, we got to have a black person do that. No. We got to have whoever was doing it to do it right. That's why in my administration, everybody going to be named Bob. Every white person going to be Bob. Bob 1, Bob 2, Bob 3. White boy Bob.
Yeah, go with what works and what's been proven to work.
Absolutely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he had to admit to himself, yeah, Christianity is a little bit better than what I kind of see coming, which is a bunch of Islamic fundamentalists, and that ain't probably won't be too good for our country.
Brother, we're up against
really,
a break.
Dude?
Gotta go.
All right, man.
All right, we'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, you know, we've been telling you about Cork and Door. You know, they've been around 50 years. When it comes to garage door, people have a tendency, garage door is just functional. It can be more than that, folks. It can be a value enhancer, curb appeal, value itself, dollars, baby, dollar bills, y'all. So talk with our good folks over at Cork and Door, Chris and Sissy Kennedy over there. They can help you with some ideas that will add value to your home and give it a little pop, that pizzazz. Go to Cork and Door, CORKEN door.com. Or you can give them a call directly, 601-922-3667. Find out what's unique in garage doors. Not they do both residential and commercial. They have Clopay, LiftMasters, top names in the business. So find out what's the latest and the greatest and how you can make that door pop. You know what? Get you a clear glass door. Matter of fact, get you multiple doors. Have doors on both sides of your garage so you can drive right through. Have you ever thought about that? Yes. So check them out, corkanddoor.com. All right, folks, let's go to Miss Tom's Fried Pies, Queen of the Year.
Hello, Kim.
What's up, Miss Pie?
How are you?
How you doing?
I am well. As you say, all is well, all is well. I just wanted to say the following. You and Mobile Bob were talking about Christianity and how women are treated, basically, in the other relations. I mean, other religions.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to know, Jesus Christ, when he came and died for the world, he freed women so that that's why we are free. It's because of what Jesus Christ did on the cross for us. And women who are in these other religions, they don't seem to realize that they're slaves to basically their male figures that are in their life, their father or their mother. Are their husbands. And Christianity is what freed us women to be the type of people we need to be. Anyway, that's all I wanted to say. I probably didn't say that right, correctly, but that's what I meant, that Jesus Christ is what set women free.
Gotcha. All right, well, we'll see how.
Alrighty.
All right, thank you. Thank you, Sylvia. Appreciate
Bye.
It. Well, you get her point, but in to dovetail off of that, that is what we're giving up in our country. This is what we are abandoning. Everything that was done through his blood sacrifice for all humankind. Our founding fathers had the presence of mind to incorporate that in our founding. Doc, folks, that is so important. And it's been a steady drumbeat to destroy that down through the centuries by evil forces who have nothing better to replace it with other than they're in charge. When Christ came on the scene, kings and queens and potentates and whatever you want to call them, yielded their heart to the unenforceable word of God and started doing better by their fellow man. And now you want to go back to that time before Christ where you had to have the favor of Biden's DOJ. You had to be a friend of Obama. You had to be a friend of some degenerate in government to get treated halfway decently. But remember when those evil white founding fathers created these documents that gave us all the freedoms, enshrined all the freedoms that we got from Christ in the documents that govern us? Well, they didn't give it to the black man, but you know what? The document was self-correcting, and we got it. You didn't start out doing right. I didn't start out doing right. We had to grow into that. So if you can't realize how blessed you are and not be willing to fight for it, and you want to be one of those who want to destroy it, like the LSU women's basketball team not standing for the anthem. These people are just ingrates. Ingrates. Ingratitude is the worst quality a human being can have. And it is the absolute worst quality in a woman. Because woman generally has all that grace and love. And when you a female who's ungrateful, oh, man, walk wide, folks. Run! Save yourselves! Oh, my God. Our number is 601-879-0002. Folks, our favorite girl, the Chattanooga Choo Choo. Hey, Carol.
Kim.
Carol, how you doing?
I'm fine, Kim. Glad to hear your voice on the radio today. You know, Kim, you should have, I'm not going to say you should have, but you missed an opportunity to inform your listeners and, Kim, I'm getting feedback.
Okay, I'm sorry. We're not doing anything on our end. Go ahead, but we can hear you clearly. We can hear you clearly.
Okay. This was an opportunity that you could have interjected about the Nation of Islam being so very supportive of women. The minister, the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan, has been with his wife, I think, 60-some years, maybe more. He, without hesitation, every time that he administers an address to the nation, the importance of the woman. Without the woman, there would be nothing. Most respect to the women in the Nation of Islam. I understand where some people get the opinion that the women is disrespected in the other Islamic nations without rights and blah, blah, blah. But here in America, if you listen, you know what? I bet you that none of your listeners, Kim, have ever listened to the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan. They get bits and pieces and sound clips if he does, when he does give an important address, such as the Savior's Day address. Now, Kim, you know good and well by being in the nation when you were that there would be a lot of advancement, particularly for the black community, if they live by the teachings of the Honorable Minister Louis Farrakhan Kim.
I don't disagree with you on that. There's a lot of good life teachings there in the nation. Absolutely.
Their priorities would benefit the black community particularly, and in some cases, all communities. But people don't really listen. He has such a reputation of being anti-Semitic, but that's not true. Just because you don't agree with particularly Netanyahu and the way that things are being handled over there right now, that does not mean that you do not care for Jewish people. In my particular case, I totally disagree with Netanyahu, but that does not mean that I don't have a multitude of Jewish friends and they agree with me.
Well.
God. And Kim, let me make another comment about Mobile Bob. I'm accustomed to his voice, and I've learned to listen through filtered ears. But if he would slow down a little bit, talk a little more clearly, talk a little slower, we might be able to understand more what he's saying since he gets top billing every day.
We will take that under consideration. I will advise him if he didn't hear that. I will make mention that for clarity purposes, if he would slow down. And I'll try not to interrupt
now, Kim,
him also. Go ahead.
Now, I want to make another comment if I'm not up against a break. You had, what was Mr. Wofford yesterday, right?
Walter Wofford, yes.
Yes. He's a wealth of information. I really enjoy it when you have him on. But, you know, Kim, he made a point about how, correct me if I'm wrong, but I listened closely.
Mm-hmm.
He made it a point about how outside of Hinds County investors were coming in and buying up property and then renting that property out, right?
That's what he said, yes.
Yes, he did, right? Am I correct?
You're correct. You got about a minute. Go ahead. Uh-huh.
Okay. You know, you had a caller last week. I think it was, here's the thing, John, that made that very same contribution to your show and to your program. And this happens all over. It's happening particularly all over the South.
Right.
And this is not conducive to neighborhoods being strong. This is absentee landlords that don't care about the community. They just care about exploiting
well,
the
why,
community.
Well, why would you say that? I mean, you know, that's just like if you bought a car from Jackson, I say, well, she really doesn't care about cars because she lives in Chattanooga. Somebody in Chattanooga told you that, you would just look at them like they had two heads. Come on, Carol, that doesn't really make any sense.
Cars are not stability in the community. Cars are mobile. You came up here and told me and bought a car.
Yeah.
But what I'm saying is this is what is missing in many cities is people that own property in the city and take pride in their city, take pride in their property. Renters do not always do that.
Okay. Well, listen, we're up against a break.
Renting.
We're up against a break. I will pick it up on the other side. Thank you, babe. Final minute of the Kim Wade Show, first hour. Look, there's housing opportunities everywhere. One of the things that, you know, I heard Terry Savelle she described the acronym POOR, people overlooking opportunities repeatedly. It's a mindset. It's a poverty spirit mindset. Let's take a break. We'll be right back. All right, folks. Hey, we're back. And it is what? It's Wednesday. Glad to be back here in the studios. It's Back to Christ Wednesday. Take this opportunity to get reacquainted, get reestablished, that, get that relationship reestablished back when you were first on fire for the Lord. It'll do you good, do your heart good, do your family and friends good. All right, folks, it is an open forum here today. Our hotline number is brought to you by our good friends over at Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutter. The number over there is 326-2755, area code 601. You don't need that number now necessarily, but when you do, you'll have it. Write it out, put it on your refrigerator, plug it into your phone, have it ready to go. So, again, 326-2755, area code 601. Also, I want to remind you, State Farm agent extraordinaire and my friend, John Dorsey. John would like to remind you that if you need a quote on homeowners, renter, or auto insurance, they can do it for you fast, quick, and in a hurry. Call this number, 601-790-2600. Easy to remember, 601-790-2600. John Dorsey. And again, if you need your policy review, even with your, if you're with State Farm, you need to get that policy review. If you're not, you still need to get your policy reviewed, whoever you're with, because there's changes in the industry throughout the year, both from the regulatory standpoint and from industry. So we just need you to be up to speed on what's the best. Because, you know, I was not aware of what was going on with the roof purchases and things like that when you're getting your insurance on a new purchase or something like that. These are just considerations that you need to know about. So, again, that's where your agent can give you the straight skinny. But we want to thank Complete Exteriors for bringing us up to speed on that. Complete Exteriors Roofing and Gutters. They can answer a lot of your questions when it comes to interfacing with your claims agent. So check it out today. 326-2755 for them. All right, let's go to Steve. How you doing, my friend?
Hey, Kim, how are you?
Great. What's going on with
you? Good. So let's say that I'm a landowner. I own rental properties.
Right.
And I don't live in the city where they're at.
Right.
According to John's and Carol's, I guess that's her name,
yep,
opinion, I don't mind if people trash my house, make it worthless, or I got to go in there and do a bunch of repairs whenever I re-rent it, and make my property values go down by tearing up the whole neighborhood, putting trash everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make a lick of sense.
You are correct, and that's where I was going to go with that. The assumption is that the landlord is the problem and the tenants are nothing but little cherubs, you know, coming down from angel, just residing here doing the Lord's work. No, it's gotten worse where you got many of these young folks, they don't respect themselves. They don't respect others. They don't respect the properties. And in fact, we're seeing that throughout society where there's too many members of society don't even respect the common areas of our life. That's why you see all the trash.
Yeah.
It's getting old.
That's right.
Steve. But I agree, brother.
All right. Well, I'll let you go. You have a good one.
Thank you, man. You know, Steve, he's absolutely right on that. You know, you cannot go to Lowe's, Home Depot's, Bailey, 84, anywhere else and buy slum lumber, slum paint, slum sheetrock, slum flooring, slum screens, Revel Ace Hardware. You can't go over there and buy anything that's got slum written on it. It's in the hearts and minds of the people. That's why if I were mayor of the city, I'd tell you now, that landlord apartment rental home inspection would not be enforced. It's not going to do it. What I would do with those inspectors, we're going to go after those folks who got all those Fred Sanford cars and junk sitting out in their yard. I don't care if that is your property. You got to respect the common areas of our lives. Your neighbors have property in that same neighborhood as you do. And you folks who got those inoperable cars sitting out in front of your house on the street, tell you now. Look, if you vote for me, I'm letting you know now what you're going to get. We're going to get around to you. Because the message of the campaign is going to be, Jackson, everybody's got something to contribute. Some contributions will be bigger than others. Some sacrifice will be bigger than others. But everybody's going to put up something. Even you so-called poor folks, marginal communities, at-risk folks, you're going to put up something. You're going to have some, you're going to have more than just a need. But I'm telling you now, if I can get four members of the council to pass an ordinance that if you got all that junk sitting out in your yard, you're going to get a commercial electric, commercial water, commercial gas. Because you're running a business there. I ain't selling nothing. Well, ain't nobody buying none of that crap. But it still looks like a business. You got all those junk cars, then you got a used car lot. But I ain't doing. Now, you're not going to have all that on the front. You're not going to do that to your neighbors. And then if we go in and find out and run your name in the database and you collecting all sorts of government benefits, we're paying you to bring everybody else's property value down? Uh-uh. If you're going to be a soldier and stand on your own, that's a whole different thing. Now you got a different argument to make. But if we subsidizing you in am form or fashion, we got something to say about how you living. And the reason why we're going down this road, because everybody's got something to contribute. What I'm saying to the citizens of Jackson, we got crops to get in. We got a crop to get into the ground, and we got a harvest to get out of the ground. Where do you fit in getting this done? If all you're going to do is sit there and wait for the harvest and get it delivered to you, meals on wheels, hoss, we going to need to talk. If your contribution is you just getting all that dang junk out your yard, that's your contribution. But you're not going to be able to get by with doing nothing. And you know what? There are some who are already giving more. Poor otherwise. You got folks who get out there and clean out areas that's not of theirs, properties that's not theirs. They're giving more than the average person. I promise you. During the Kim Wade administration, we're going to reward the producers, the people who do things right. Screw you screwballs, you losers, you naggers. That's with the A and I. We're not putting up with your crap anymore. You've taken too much from society and given too little. You always got your hand out. You always got a good reason why everybody needs to help you, but you can't figure out how you can help anybody else. I'm telling you. You better get creative or just do it yourself. Our number 601-879-0002. Is that him? We have John on the line. What do you say, John?
Hey, Jim. I was going to tell you, my daughter moved into a house in Brandon. Uh-huh. I live in Brandon. And Pearl's the same way. And in the yard, she put a bunch of trash out there, and then they wouldn't take it off, so we had to get it together. They wrote her a ticket, and they got people that go around Brandon and Pearl, because I heard about this in Pearl, too. If you have a car in your yard, you have different things, they got somebody to write you a ticket, and if you don't do it, they take it off, or they're going to clean it up and charge you for it.
That's
and they
right.
ain't playing.
That's right. That's right. Yeah,
I'm sure all the other cities are that way, too. I just know about Brandon and Pearl.
Well, I know up there in Madison County, Ridgeland and Madison will put the screws to you. And it needs to be that way. You don't have an absolute – yeah, we know you purchased your property, but, Hoss, now, come on. We're not even going to argue with you. You're not going to be able to do it. I'm just telling you that now. You can, might as well get your mouth pooched out already. Get it ready, because we're going to break it up at the door.
And that's what they take care of it. And you don't see that. And they ain't going to put up with it.
Yeah. And, you know.
And they pay people little. And they do that. Got them write tickets and stuff.
Right. Because I had a friend out, the city of Madison came out there and wrote her a note saying, you need to replace that fence. That fence is broken down. And it was run along the side of our house. But still, nonetheless, folks, everybody's going to be better off. There's going to be more of society's bounty to help the less fortunate. But we can't have the less fortunate people causing us more to the bottom line than they're contributing to the bottom line. I'm sorry. This is just how it works. But that's a good point. Thanks for bringing that out. And that's a feather in the hat for Brandon and Pearl.
Pearl, I'll send you that one. Hey, you have a good day, kid.
Thanks, John. Thanks. Appreciate you, buddy. Yeah, folks, look, we're putting up with too much crap from people who need the most from the rest of us, okay? So if you think we're being hard-nosed, then so, another John? That is him? Oh, boy. Folks, gird your loins. It is him calling in early. Here's
Good afternoon,
the thing.
Mr. Wade.
John, what's up, man?
Good afternoon, Mr. Wade. I want to clarify something. A couple previous callers ago, what I was saying a few days ago is you have slumlords, you have these LLCs, these corporations that come in and buy up these places, and a lot of them don't live here. And then those that do live here, they move away, and as long as they're getting their rent, they don't care whether people put cars in the yard.
That's an all-inclusive statement, sir. I would ask you to modify it, sir.
What I'm telling you very simply is this. Bottom line, it's about profit.
Yeah.
And when you have companies that buy this stuff, as long as you're paying the rent, they don't care whether you pick the trash up, Mr. Wade. They don't care whether you got a car on the lawn or what have you. Because when they go in there, these are rental neighborhoods. Majority of people living there are renters, and they understand that. And the sad part about it is the homeowners, because they don't have strong HOAs a lot of times, and sometimes even if you got an HOA, in some cases, when folks start selling and deciding to rent, they don't care. They've left the neighborhood. They have divested of that neighborhood.
John. I think you're being over the top. Let me ask you this here. So you bought rental property for the social work value of it, or you did it for a profit?
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Mr. Wade, is this. I'm going to be honest with you.
Here we go.
One, where you buy.
Uh-huh.
That's number one.
No, it's
where
not.
Where you buy property.
No, it's not.
Number two, if you go into a neighborhood that's already pretty much, it's not even neighborhood in it anymore, there's no community, it's just rental properties, renters, and you're trying to make a profit.
Give me an idea of what neighborhood. Give me an idea of a neighborhood that you know to be that way, a street.
Well, see, here's what I won't do. What I won't do is point fingers about those that they have left.
Yo, John's not going to point a finger.
Now, I'm not going to point my finger. What I will tell you is this.
But you just did it on a landlord.
Real estate business. Mr. Wade, you've been in the real estate business a long time. You know neighborhoods where there is no more community. It's not neighborhood. It is pretty much.
It's neighborhoods that vote Joe Biden. Hello? Neighborhoods that vote Joe Biden. In fact, if you want to be an all-inclusive, the areas that you describe are areas where the people vote predominantly Democrat. Real talk.
No.
John.
So what you're telling me this. You're telling me.
Yes,
no
exactly what I'm saying.
There are no poor conservatives, Mr. Wade.
There are poor conservatives, but they don't live foul like that, sir.
No. I'll give you a prime example, Mr. Wade, and I'm going to clear something up for you. I can take you to rural America. I can take you to different parts of the country. And what I will tell you is this. Where there is poverty, there are always people who are going to benefit from poverty because guess what? They are going to go, whether it's a trailer, whether it's a shotgun house.
Well, let me ask you this here. So do you favor them cracking down on tenants who have poor hygiene and poor living lifestyle. In other words, they won't pick up, they won't clean up, they won't do any of those things. Do you think the government should come in?
Here's what I'm going to tell you.
No. Code enforcement goes against the landlord. Can the landlord have the authority to go against the tenant, go in and start smacking people around?
Here's what I will tell you, Mr. Wade, very simply this. You have a lease with tenants. You write down what you expect of your tenants in the lease.
Kind of like gun laws, huh, John?
No, Mr. Wade. Here's the problem. These folks, all they do, you send your money to via a website or whatever.
So the landlord is encouraging the tenants to kick the screen out the screen door, to tear up the floors, put cigarettes out on the floor.
Here's what they do.
To clog up the toilets.
They condone.
Leave the water running.
You still miss what I'm talking about. They condone the behavior because they don't put the people out most of the time.
How can you put them out, sir, if they're paying the rent, sir?
You can put them out because if it's in the lease, that they don't do X, Y, and Z in your lease, and you can take them to court.
Oh, take them to court. So talk numbers to me when you do all these things. John, I have a better suggestion. Why don't we just get a better class of tenants by beating their butts when they mess up?
Mister, you know how this works, Mr. Wade, so let's not pretend.
John,
that we know
have you put a tenant out before?
Are you out to make a profit?
Have you put a tenant out before, sir?
Yes, Mr. Wade, and I'm going to tell you where. In certain places, when it's cold, I used to rent properties in cold climates. And do you know, Mr. Wade, you can't put people out in the wintertime, Mr. Wade?
I do know that, sir.
In certain states, you cannot put people out in the wintertime, Mr. Wade. You are not, they can not take.
So is that a landlord problem?
No, that's not.
So the government decides to step in on behalf of the tenant, but they won't step in on behalf of the city having an environment that is safe. Because the inspection of the property, all that says is, yeah, the property was in a state of disrepair in some form or fashion. How did it get there, sir? If we're not going to get to the heart of that, all this other stuff is poppycock.
We are getting to the heart. What I'm saying is most landlords, Mr. Wade, they are not coming by and really checking on their property, Mr. Wade. That's
John,
what I'm trying to tell you.
You don't do it either, John. All you want is that mailbox check, and so you can run down there and spend that money at the casino or whatever other your vice is. John, I know your type, sir.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Mr. Wade. I told you the areas that you rent. You know the areas.
Where do you rent, John? You suggest you rent over in West Jackson, sir. You're riding high over there in your Land Rover, so high off the ground that you need a ladder to get out of the car, out
of
the truck.
Here's what I'm going to tell you, Mr. Wade. I'll give you a prime example. Briarwood. You remember the building on Briarwood?
Yes.
How do you think that building went into disrepair, Mr. Wade?
Because of young Democrats breaking in, destroying the environment around there, and people just moved out, sir.
Do you want to know why it went in disrepair? Because, again, these absentee landlords, these folks purchased these properties thinking they're going to make a profit on it. They can't sell it. They can't move it. And guess what? They just let it sit there, and they go to court back and forth. They hire their lawyers, and they say, well, I'll take a little bit of loss. I'll write it down. But guess what? They don't invest in the community. They could care less about
that. But you know what, sir? You know what? You know what? There is some truth to what you said. We need to take a break, right? There is some truth to what you said about that particular property. There are people who buy properties to write them off as a loss. In other words, I won't say it's money laundering, but it's like skin on a hot dog. It's close.
What do you think, Mr. Wade? What do you think?
Hold that thought, John. We're going to let you expand with the psychobabble when we come back. We'll be right back. All right, folks, we're back. Hey, I want to remind you, tonight is pizza night. It is pizza night. At Railroad Pizza, every night is pizza night. They also have the special spaghetti night special there at Railroad Pizza. Chef Meredith, she's still doing her magic. Even though she's hopping around like Festus in Gunsmoke on one leg, she's still giving up the great service there for all the customers who enjoy Railroad Pizza and sit-down dining experience here in Florida, Mississippi. You can call ahead, get that order ready, 601-879-7700. And remember, the bread comes directly from Gambino's Bakery in New Orleans. So you get the finest bread to go with your spaghetti, and the spaghetti is to die for. Check it out today. That's Railroad Pizza, destination point for you and your family and multiple members of your party. How large doesn't make a difference. Everybody will find something on the menu they will enjoy. Check it out, downtown Florida. Downtown Florida with sit-down dining, Railroad Pizza. All right, we got John on the line. John, here's the thing. I'm of the mind the problem is not out-of-state landlords, in-state landlords. The problem is you got people who don't respect themselves. They don't respect other stuff, other people's stuff. And it's even worse, in my opinion, when the person's rent is being subsidized and they live like that. And then the federal government won't step in and say, okay, wait a minute. This screen is kicked out because you don't have a little bad child of yours under control. John, what do you say about that?
Here's what I'll tell you, Mr. Wade. If you're talking Section 8 and things of that nature, Mr. Wade, there are people that are in the Section 8 business, Mr. Wade. They are in the
like yourself, sir. Like yourself.
No, what I'm going to tell you, there are people that are in that business to turn a profit, Mr. Wade. Now, I'll tell you this, Section 8 housing is a little more difficult than you think because you got to go through all the inspections and they like to pay you a certain amount. You know, they like to set their rate. But what I'll say, if you are in that sector and that's your thing, then you know what to expect. You know.
Yeah, but that still does. But listen, John, why are you dancing around the fact that nobody's holding these tenants who get out of hand and destroy. I mean, look, even the rental cars and the hotels will charge you for damage to the property that you occupied overnight or whenever you rented the car. Why can't we do the same thing with the tenants? Section 8.
That's called security deposit.
Security. Look, well, then you have not been in real estate long then. Or you haven't been united in it at all, sir. Because there's never enough security deposit to cover the damage that is done, sir.
Now, what I will tell you again, I go back to enforcing your lease, Mr. Wade. You write your lease and you structure it. You structure it so that you can enforce it. You don't sit there and you, but if you're in it to make money, and I'm just going to be straight with you, if you're in it to make money and all you want is to turn a profit and you want to, you, it's a house that you want to do bare minimum to it, as long as you're not showing up with bullet holes and windows kicked out, at the end of the day, if that is a paying tenant and you have a strong lease, you can enforce your lease, Mr. Wade.
It's a piece of paper, sir. It's a piece of paper. If the people on the other side of that lease, the other party to that signing, has no respect for themselves or others, the paper is worthless. John?
So you're saying you don't know how to evict anybody?
John, evicting them doesn't remove the damage that has been done, sir.
No, you keep saying you want to put the right person in your property. If you are that type of landlord,
we can't get the right person because we have too many people who have been street poisoned by the policies of one particular party.
Okay.
And you know which one I'm talking about, your party, sir.
No, what you're missing, sir, is some people don't have the means that others may have. So if you're talking poverty, then yes, there are some folks.
Being poor don't mean you got to be nasty.
No, what I'm getting at, Mr. Wade, is some folks are not going to have the wherewithal to afford a lawnmower or maybe afford, be able to even pay for the lawn being cut because they're barely making ends meet. So they're doing the best they can, Mr. Wade. So therefore,
then why are they living in a house and not an apartment if they don't want to pay for the grass cutting? Oh, I want my baby to have a backyard. Well, you know,
Mr. Wade, in some neighborhoods, you can get some of these houses that are not in the greatest condition, and you can get it cheaper than what you can get an apartment for. And some people don't want to be living next door and paper thin walls, so they will take a house that may be in a little bit of disrepair. But guess what? They can call it. They have their own privacy, Mr. Wade.
So in other words, that's Thomas Sowell calls that trade-offs that you make. You're voting with your dollar,
sir. What I'm saying is this: you can pay $500-$600 a month and get some of these houses because they're old, they're in disrepair. But guess what? The people that are renting this stuff out, Mr. Wade, they are slumlords, Mr. Wade. That's all I'm telling you,
sir.
They are slumlords,
sir.
And you know some of these people, sir. Mr. Wade. Of course,
sir. Your characterization of people who are landlords and property owners is totally off base.
You need to deal with
the reality of the fact that you don't want to demand of others that which you say you possess yourself, and that is common sense, a sense of decency and self-respect and respect for others. You don't think anybody else is capable of that because you're special.
So there's no correlation between absentee landlords and control tenants?
None.
There's no symbiotic relationship there, huh?
None. Because most of them have property managers, sir.
No, here's what I'm going to tell you. They are not invested in these communities, Mr. Wade. Trust me. They are not. And they have property managers, yeah, to go get the money.
Well, let me ask you this here.
Community.
When HUD invests in their housing projects and stuff like that, aren't they very much the very same absentee landlord that you talk about?
No. Now, so you're missing the thing. Here's what I'm going to tell you about HUD. Housing Urban Development is a good program, Mr. Wade. It is a great program. So, and I will not let you castigate or belittle Housing Urban Development. That is a good program, Mr. Wade. It's come a long way. It has come a long way.
Do you mean a
way,
good
sir.
Agency, or do you have a specific program you're talking about?
Well, I'll say this. If you need a low-interest loan, HUD is a good place to look. Are they not?
The loans aren't so much low interest as they are subsidized, backed up 20%.
Well, either way, it is a good program for those that may not have the means that some of us have, Mr. Wade.
All right. And all these things we talk about, where does gratitude show up on the scale, brother? Because if gratitude is not in there, then we, the hardworking taxpayers, are at a disadvantage. We're subsidizing people. It goes back to what I was saying about the harvest. You're not willing to help put the seed in the ground or get the harvest out of the field, and yet you want the full rights and measure of what society has to offer. I'm saying that's not working anymore.
All I'm saying is...
if the landlord made the property available, if you are a tenant, that means that you didn't have your own property. You didn't put nothing right. in the game but have a need.
No, you did put something in the game. What? You were allowing that landlord to make a profit off of that property or to meet his or her mortgage.
And you're doing everything you can to make sure he doesn't make a profit by living foul.
No, what you see, the stuff you're talking about, Mr. Wade, now I'm going to clarify something. There's a thing called community. There's something called neighborhood, Mr.
And there's
Wade,
something called home training, sir.
Okay, but what I'm trying to tell you is people that move in sometimes that don't are not invested in that neighborhood, that community, and you bringing people in and out so they have no investment. Some there a year, some there 2 years.
This is America. People are always moving in and out and around. Pretty much everybody's from somewhere else, sir. It comes down to home training. We were renters the greatest portion of my life coming up, and you could come over to our house, son. My mom said, I got too many ends laying around here for me to have any need when it comes to labor. So it's just a matter of putting your foot down, getting the best. Some of these kids, 16, 17 years old, ain't never mopped the floor.
And you know what? You're probably right. But what I'm telling you is to build a neighborhood, you have to have people that are invested in that community.
Child.
And when you don't have people that are invested in
So in other words, you got to own the property in order for you to be responsible. That's what you're saying.
No, listen, when I say invested, what I mean invested, mm-hmm. Mr. Wade, is to see the beauty in upkeep, to see the beauty in
They don't see it, sir. They vote Democrat. I got to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back. I think we're back. Hold on here. Oh, there we go. We're back, and it is Back to Christ Wednesday. Two things. Number one, don't forget Two Gun Tactical. Man, have you seen the new location? The parking lot's all cleaned off. The front of the store is looking fresh. And now this is the new location there at Highway 51 in Lake Harbor. I got a feeling we're going to be looking at a grand opening here real, real soon. Soon and very soon, we'll be shooting those guns. But at Two Gun Tactical. TwoGunTactical.com. Check out the calendar there, folks, by going to the website. Find out what's going on, the latest and the greatest. And remember, 667 Casey Lane, the original location, still open for your shooting pleasure. Gun range times is $30 for an hour. $15, your partner can shoot with you. Have a good time. Get some. Go through some ammo down there. They got plenty of ammo to purchase. TwoGunTactical.com. All right, folks. The reason why I let John go on and on, because it's so clear the guy, how this man has managed to stay alive. He's got to have hepatitis Z. He's so full of crap. But we let him go on. So others out there may take pause and say, do I sound like that? Am I here to thank John and repent and do a 180? That's my hope. So to my friend Steve out there, that's why I just, you know, and then it's always good to let the loons have their day. And, you know, they take turns. You know, they got to get their courage up. They have various form of alcoholism and other addictions that keeps them incapacitated during the bulk of the show, like Snowball. Of course, he's under the watchful eye of Green Eyes. And, you know his situation. She piped him down, literally. But anyway, that's what's going on with that there. So just keep that in mind. That's why we're doing it. I do want to make a mention a couple things as it relates to real estate. We had Walter on yesterday, Walter Wofford, and that is a good program that you need to consider with your IRAs. For those of you who are struggling with student loans, payment repayment, this is an avenue for you to do it. It's going to be part of what I would be proposing as a candidate to help solve Jackson's financial woes. We got to get these rooftops. We need more rooftops, and we need the ones that we have rehabbed to where we can, those that can be salvaged. My good friend, fellow real estate agent, Bernice Jones, gave a great idea for dealing with the tearing down of the properties that need to be torn down. He said, Kim, you know, you could do it through a nonprofit. In other words, have the nonprofit take over the title to the property and let businesses who need a tax write-off because they've done so well in a Biden economy, not in a Trump economy that'll be coming in 2024, that they'll need a write-off. They could tear down the building and get the write-off for doing that work for that nonprofit, yada, yada, yada. And this is one of the things, and I'm glad Bernice brought that up, this is one of the things that we're looking at enlisting the CPAs and tax attorneys to help solve the problems that we have. We don't need no more civil rights leaders and leaders of various ilk and titles, etc. We need some folks with some real know-how. And that's what we're going to be looking at going forward. That's what I'm saying. For the first 4 years, all those folks who say that they would withhold their hand support because they don't like me, don't like my politics, that's fine. Really don't need you. Because the things that Jackson will be undertaking for 4 years is really just stop doing the stupid stuff. Stop the hemorrhaging and the waste of money and the poor application of the money that we're spending through people who do it in a haphazard manner, slipshod, semi-chaotic, delivery of services, all that kind of stuff will be a savings in and of itself. And then once people start seeing and once businesses start seeing, man, look like they're getting their act together over there. We'll see people making more willing to make investments. So there is a method to the madness. I'm telling you now, and I ain't coming in with a zillion. Certainly, whatever program is going to be, it ain't going to be no government-sponsored program. Only to the extent that the government has to okay it or something like that. But as far as we waiting on a grant to do this, that, and the other, There's too many other things that can be done that we can do on our own volition that we need to do to build real self-esteem from having accomplished something rather than somebody have given us an award for participating in some BS kabuki dancing. But that's just how I see it. So hat tip to Agent Bernice Jones. So the CPAs, tax attorneys, and real estate agents are going to be an integral part of making Jackson great again. Okay? Magic. Okay? That's what we's going to do. And it can be done. You just have to believe. And if you sit back and think about it, the problem that we have in Jackson is a poverty problem, a poverty of the spirit. What I intend to do, all this stuff, all this money that's being spent under the rubric of crime fighting, we're going to fight poverty and the poverty spirit using those same funds, because it's that poverty and poverty spirit that's causing the crime. So we'll take some of that crime money and start cleaning up these neighborhoods. Oh, the first 4 years, we're going to spend a lot of money on landfill dumping. Yes, sir. But we're going to tear down some of these houses in a manner where we're going to get the contractor to come in there and lay the house over so people can come in there and harvest the lumber that can be harvested for reuse in their house. And they don't need to smash it. Some of that wood, it was treated with the chemicals that they treated telephone poles with. That stuff will last for pretty much ever. So we're going to save some of those floor joists and those ceiling joists, 2x4s, 2x6s. And if you want to come in and help dismantle a house and get you enough wood to do the repairs on a house that you might get, it's called the circle of life. The problem that we have ain't a leadership problem. We have a problem with asset management, stewardship, and common sense. I'm going to be big on getting, like I said, I'm going to use old folks who know stuff and country folks who know how to do stuff. All you folks with these degrees and you're walking around with your white shirt on, you better be prepared to roll your sleeves up. Because I ain't interested in nobody with an engineering degree who can't do nothing but pontificate. But everybody, look, we got to come out this hole. And this is why I'm saying to the set-aside Negroes, I don't know what y'all think. I don't know why you mad. Because of what I'm saying, you're going to have to contribute more. I don't know why y'all think that year after year we're going to keep shoveling contracts to you so you can be the big dog. Walk around like you the most important Negro in the room. And then we got all this need. You need to take your experience from dealing with the city of Jackson and say, Brother Wade, this is how we can do this and get more bang for the buck. That's what I'm looking to hear. If you ain't willing to talk to me like that, brother, I'm going to just tell you now, you got some difficult days ahead. And I'm telling you now, I promise you, God is my witness. You will not be getting a contract as easily as you've been getting it. If the previous contract you did in a slipshod, semi-chaotic manner, and it cost us money to redo it. Your next bid that you put in, you're going to have some demerits on your application. Because I want to get across to you, brother, ain't nothing wrong with you. When you applied for that minority contractors or whatever status you came to the city on, you was telling us about how good you were and how you could do this, that, and the other. Why are we getting this inferior product? Why are you leaving manhole covers off? Why you got parts of State Street where there ain't no drain, but the water's pooling up, and you had all these years to get the damn engineering right? Who was the inspector? Why these people got water all out in front of the house where they came back out now? So the next contract you bid on and say, oh, yeah, I was the inspector on that one there. Oh, yeah, so you did that. So you're going to have a hard time getting in there because of you. You are going to operate with a spirit of excellence, I promise you, or you won't operate at all. Our number, 601-879-0002. Let's take a break. All right, the final few minutes of the second hour. Hey, while we're talking about real estate-related issues, just give you a heads up on this. I'm sure you've seen the stories of late on these people squatting in these houses. Folks, this is real. This is the real deal, Holyfield. Our country's being attacked. You got these people who have gone through all the laws on our books, and they're looking for weaknesses that can destabilize our society. Let me tell you what can actually happen to you. This is real. You could come home from work. I could be sitting on your porch with a lease that I purport to be from you. I've changed the locks on your house. And I call the police on you and say, this person is on my property and trespassing. I own this property. Yeah, you have a record down at the courthouse. I have a lease. The police is not going to put me out. They're going to put you off the property. You're going to have to go to court to prove that you're the owner of the property. Even though the record's down at the courthouse, say that you're the owner. You're the owner of a record. You're the one who's been paying the taxes. You got insurance papers. You can show all that. But I have a lease. Under current law, I could have you put off the porch and arrested if you try to come in your house. This is down there in Florida. They just passed a law where the squatter can be arrested immediately. But right now, the way the law stands in Mississippi, you don't have any recourse. You're going to have to spend thousands of dollars to get your house back. They don't have to just steal you. They just move in. If your property is vacant, they can move in and have a lease that they say that you signed. They don't have any proof that they're the only one with a lease. See, this is what I keep saying. The Michael Guests of the world and all these people, they're not doing anything to help the American people. The 10-day certification to certify election, that's the reason why the vote fraud is able to go forward, only because of those 10 days. If they put more restrictions where they can stop everything until it gets cleared up, we wouldn't have this problem. Now we got 2 million people that the administration's giving out Social Security numbers to. And when I played that clip yesterday about how the migrants are able to collect all this Social Security and bring in, one migrant can bring in 15 family members. And all the ones he bring in are available for all the benefits that you get. Social Security, welfare, everything else. And they did all that through a rule change within the Department of Homeland Security. This is why I keep saying when blacks get in charge in these agencies, they don't do anything. But when whites get in there, gays get in there, any other group get in there, they work to push their agenda. Black folks sit in there like bumps on a log and be important. Folks, there's a qualitative difference between these various groups and how they pull the levers of power in this country. If you ain't built for leadership, you need to be a slave, it seems like. Let's take a break. Be back in 22 hours. Who loves you? Radio Strongman.
Yeah.